Ban al derecha emes. What does that mean? This that we're mechayiv the mekadesh al yayin. Hoyel v'hakal. This is not the Ramban, the Tulas Yaakov. Hoyel v'hakal al nechneses lechupa tzarech simcha. Says the Tulas Yaakov, why do we make kiddush on Friday night? Just like when a kala gets married, so there's wine under the chuppah, because ain't simcha ela b'yayin. So too over here, there is simcha when the kala is nechneses l'chuppah. So Friday night also we have to make kiddush on wine. So we see there's some sort of correlation between Shabbos and the kala. But I'd like to try to build that correlation here. Most of what we're going to say is from Shvilei Pinchas. He speaks about the following thing. There's a medrash, the medrash in the name of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. The medrash, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, Shabbos said in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, L'kulam yesh bas zug. All the days have partners. Now some learn it's Sunday has Monday, Tuesday has Wednesday, and Thursday has Friday. However, others learn, and I like to do it this way because you could see how they match up, is Sunday has Wednesday, Monday has Thursday, and Tuesday has Friday. How do you figure the following thing? Because they're all partners. Sunday and Wednesday are partners. Sunday is a Kodesh Baruch Hu created Shamayim. Wednesday, a Kodesh Baruch Hu created the Shemesh V'Yareach. So the Shemesh V'Yareach is what goes in the Shamayim. They like work together. Monday, a Kodesh Baruch Hu created the water. And on Thursday, Kodesh Baruch created the fish. The fish go in the water. They go together. They work together. On Tuesday, Kodesh Baruch created the grass and the ground. On Friday, Kodesh Baruch created all the animals and all of the people. So those go together. What walks on the grass and on the ground? The animals. So each one has its fit. There's something that works together with it. Come Shabbos and says, who works with me? Who's my partner? Kodesh Baruch Hu answers, Knesses Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is your partner. Which means that our relationship with Shabbos is meant to be like a relationship of a couple. We're a couple with Shabbos. It's supposed to be like a partnership. This is the pshat. It's interesting. In the Sefer Korban Shabbos, he brings the following thing. The Mishnah says in Kedushin, Yish Mekadesh Boy Ubishluchai. The Gemara says, what's the Chiddush? If he could do it with a shliach, for sure he could do it himself. Says the Mishnah, mitzvah bai, yoyser mi bishluchai. Says the Gemara that it's a bigger mitzvah to be mekadesh yourself than ayadei shliach. And then the Gemara says, ki hadar av safra machrech resha, rova molach shibuta. Just like Rav Safra, when he was preparing for Shabbos, so he would prepare the fish himself. Or whatever machrech resha means, that's the pashup shot. Malach shibuta is also preparing the fish for Shabbos. Akoponim, the examples we give of mitzvah boy, yoyser mi bishaluchai, are examples of Shabbos. And we're talking about a Mishnah, which is talking about getting married. So perhaps the reason why we give these examples is because this is a form of showing the extra chavivos. The mitzvah boy is I want to do it more myself for Shabbos, because Shabbos is like a marriage. It's similar to getting married. So this is again where we're seeing this idea of the connection between Shabbos and the Kiddushin. We know that after all, on Friday night by davening, we say, Boi Kala, Boi Kala. When we say, during Lichadoidi Likras Kala, Pnei Shabbos Nekabla, we go out to be Mekabel Shabbos. Kabbalah Shabbos is that we're bringing Shabbos in, and we call Shabbos a kala. So it's an interesting thing. Under the chuppah, many have the meaning, and it's one of the things that I try to also try to encourage, is that the chassan, when he's under the chuppah, actually goes out of the chuppah to bring the kala in. And he walks the kala into the chuppah. That is just like we do Kabbalah Shabbos. Kabbalah Shabbos, we start before Shkia. So we started before Shabbos, and we're kind of like going out to the kala, and we're bringing her in. L'chadoidi, likras kala, we're going out to the kala. Pnei Shabbos mekabla, we're going to accept to receive Shabbos. Shabbos becomes our kala. So therefore, that's the reason why we have this idea of Kabbalah Shabbos. It's very interesting. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Chalboi, Lo'ilam yehei adam zohir bekvoy ishtoi. a man should always be careful about showing respect to his wife. She'ein bracha metzuya b'soich beisoy shel adam ela b'shvil ishtoy. A person only has bracha in his house because of his wife. Like the Gemara says, la'avram heitiv ba'avura, and that's what Rava would say to B'nai Mechuza, okiuna shachayu ki hechadis aru. There's a lashon over here that if your wife is short, such a lashon, if your wife is short, you should bend down to her. Now it's interesting because there's a Zohar that says, kol barchan, all bracha, dila'elu asata b'yoyma shivi atalia. All the bracha we have in the world just depends on Shabbos. So it seems like the bracha comes from Shabbos. On the other hand, bracha comes from your wife. We say, v'yitn lecha matzi Shabbos. The idea of v'yitn lecha is to try to draw the shefa of bracha of Shabbos towards the week. So all the bracha is coming from Shabbos. On the other hand, we said the Gemara says bracha comes from your wife. So perhaps there is a relationship between the way a person shows respect to Shabbos and the way a person shows respect to his spouse, because Shabbos is meant to be our partner. The bracha is coming from having that type of relationship. So now listen to this. Something that's interesting is that we know a goy sheshavas chayiv misa. A goy that keeps Shabbos is chayiv misa. We don't have that by other types of mitzvahs. Why is it a goy sheshavas chayiv misa? So we can understand, if Shabbos is meant to be a relationship, and a relationship is meant to be like a marriage, is anyone else allowed to get involved in that marriage? That would be adultery. So therefore, if a person doesn't have that relationship with Shabbos, so then goy sheshavas chayiv misa, because ki'ilu he's committing adultery. Perhaps this is the pshat I was thinking as follows. You know, when a person walks home from shul on Friday night, he has two malachim that are malavahim. Why do you need two malachim? What's the inyan of having two malachim? That's what we say, walk into the house. Shalom aleichem, malachei ha-shores. What's the inyan of these malachim? So says the Shvilei Pinchas that perhaps the inyan of these malachim is because we know that when a person gets married, he needs to have two Edim. You need to have witnesses. The Edim are chelik of the Kedushin. So if this is over here our marriage, and we're going into the house, it's mamish like we're bringing Shabbos together into our home, so you need to have Edim Kedushin. And that's who the Malachim are. They're your Edim. The fees that perhaps we can understand, why there's a Shaila that the Mefarshim asked, why do we say Tseischem L'Shalom? Why are we ushering the Malachim out of the house? Why can't they stay in the house with the malachim? It's very nice covered. You have malachim in the house. It's very good. You have malachim, right? So we're telling them to go. So one shot is go whenever you go. I don't know when you're going, but whenever you go, tseischem l'shalom. Whenever it is, you can stay as long as you want. But whenever you go, tseischem l'shalom. But perhaps you could say something else. You know, when the edim by the chuppah by the cheder yichud, so the edim go in first. They make sure that there's no one else in the room, and then the Edom go out. But the Edom don't stay in the Yichud room. Because when you're living together, it's the Edom are supposed to stand outside. They don't stay inside. So now Klal Yisrael, Knesset Yisrael, and Shabbos are experiencing a very intimate relationship because we're now trying to connect with Shabbos. The Malachim have to go. Thanks for coming. But you can't be here because that's going to stare this Ki'ilu, the Yichud that we're having with Shabbos. This relationship which we're trying to build with Shabbos. So therefore, we dafke ask the malachim to leave and not to stay. Okay. Perhaps lefizeh, we could also suggest an understanding of why it is that we use wine. There's a whole shaila in halacha whether or not a person can make kiddush on chamar medina, on something that's not wine. Now, lemaisa, we find that there's a specific emphasis of wine when it comes to a relationship. People say the pasuk inve hagefen v'inve hagefen dover no miskabel. Why is a relationship referred to as inve hagefen? One of the songs that we sing for a chasen kala is inve hagefen because wine. It reflects a relationship. Just like when a person has wine, the longer that you leave the wine in the barrel, so the better the wine tastes. That's unique with wine. There's nothing else like that. All other things, fresh orange juice is the best. fresh apple juice, fresh anything. The only thing that gets better with age is wine. Where a person's trying to age it, it matures more. So we're trying to show this idea that this relationship should continue to grow, and to the more that you allow the relationship to mature, so the stronger the relationship gets. Some people, so they have a great engagement, and then in the beginning the relationship is good, and then all of a sudden they start drifting apart. That would be terrible. The bracha we're giving is inve hagefen is that the relationship should mature, and it should actually enhance, it should get better as time goes on. That's the inyan why we have dafka to use wine over other drinks. Now, there is also, when it comes to whiskey, this idea of something that it matures with age. However, they have recently discovered that whiskey doesn't really need to mature with age. They have ways of making whiskey. There's no longer, 20 years and 30 years. All that is just, right now, is just marketing. They've discovered that there's ways of making your whiskey taste as good as you want by just, by cooking it. As opposed to wine is the only thing that actually needs to have that maturation process. So whiskey is not really the same idea. Making kiddush on wine is something which is particularly unique, and perhaps that's why we dafka want to make kiddush on wine. Now, some people don't necessarily have the appropriate relationship with Shabbos. And I heard once a mashal story from Rabbi Wallerstein to try to describe what happens with people that can't appreciate Shabbos. The mashal he has is with two friends. It's a story of two friends. They were childhood friends. And as their lives went on, they remained close buddies. One of them had a son, and the other one had a daughter. Now, the one who had a daughter, his daughter was time for Shidduchim. But there was one problem. The problem is that she was horribly unattractive. Famously unattractive. She couldn't get a date. She was back from seminary, and it's an entire year has gone by, and no phone calls. And it's getting depressing. I can't even, get her nothing, not even a date. Never mind, someone saying yes after the date. Zero. So he's talking to his wife, and he's like, what are we supposed to do over here? It's like Tisha B'Av in the house. So he remembers his best friend has got a son who's just about starting the parasha of Shidduchim. He calls up his friend. He says, listen, I need a big favor for you. My daughter just needs a date. I don't care what happens after the date. Just let them go out. She'll get excited. She'll get dressed up. She'll be something. There should be some activity, but I need to push and get her a date. I don't need just one date. That's all I'm asking you for. We're good buddies from back in the day. No problem. I'll get her a date. He tells his son, you got a date, Thursday night. I said yes already, it's happening. Okay, shine, date. Anyway, the girl's getting very excited, she's all ready for it. She gets dressed up in her finest. Anyway, the boy walks in, says hello to the son-in-law, and says hello to the father of the girl, it's so nice, nice house. Nice family. All of a sudden, the girl walks downstairs, and he's like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this. I can't believe this. How am I going to spend, 2 hours with this girl? Short date. Only a short date, but 2 hours? I can't even look at her. Okay, so he's in the car. He's driving to the lounge. In the car, she's focusing on the road, He's looking. He doesn't have to look at her that much. When he gets to the lobby, he's like, what am I going to do now? It's he cannot look at her. So he decides, he comes up with an idea. No problem. The waiter comes, asks what they'd like. She orders a Diet Coke. He orders scotch on the rocks. Double shots, the bigger. And then he orders another scotch on the rocks and another scotch on the rocks. And he's pounding. And after a while, he's getting a little woozy, so he can't really see that well anyway. So he can look at her, and then even a few more, and she's actually starting to look a little bit attractive because, that's what happens. And they're schmoozing, and they're talking, and the date goes on for 3 hours, 4 hours. Anyway, it's time to go home. She offers to drive him home instead of him drive her home. This is what happens. She drives into the house. She gets to her home. She comes home. The next morning, she tells her dad, it was an unbelievable date. Not home run, grand slam. It was phenomenal. It was amazing. Thank you so much. He calls his friend. He's like, I heard there was a big success. I don't know. My son didn't wake up yet. So I'll tell you in a little bit. Kitzer, his son finally wakes up. He says, I heard you had an awesome date. He says, awesome date. I had to get drunk just to be able to look at her. How could you say it was an awesome date? My friends, what's the call to have an awesome relationship with Shabbos? To get drunk? You have to get drunk to be able to enjoy your Shabbos? Let's see, oh, this is a beautiful Shabbos. Get smashed. You know how insulting that is to Shabbos? This is a relationship. You're supposed to have a relationship with Shabbos. Some people can't do it. They don't know what it means to have a relationship. So get help, don't get drunk. Shabbos is beautiful. It's just, we are uncomfortable. That's what happens when a person doesn't know how to foster a proper relationship with Shabbos. But a person is supposed to try to work on that. Shabbos is a time for all relationships. Hashomer Shabbos, habein im habas. Shabbos, you sit together with your children, together with your wife, you sing Eishes Chayil. Shabbos is when we're supposed to work on building relationships. Some people, they don't know how to do that. So the only way of doing that is I got to get drunk. And then I just like slip into my own world. But if we work on it, Shabbos is the most beautiful time. It brings so much bracha into our lives. It enhances us so much. Be'ez Hashem l'tziyata d'shmaya, this Shabbos, where we're speaking about the idea of Shabbos. Let's be mekadesh the Shabbos in the right way. Let's elevate Shabbos, and we should be zoche every single one of us to mi'ein oylam haba. We should be zoche to yom shekulay Shabbos. Have a good Shabbos.